Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
The introduction's the hardest part, so let's go straight into it. UK oil and gas had a busy week, put out three announcements in total, most important of which was the announcement they've received planning consent for production. It's for 25 years, for up to 3,500 barrels of oil per day, and up to six wells. I think they can probably do more than that if operations run smoothly at the outset. Basically, the limit is probably to do with the number of tankers using the road, and provided that all moves forward without any safety concerns, there's no reason it couldn't be increased. I think there's plenty of room to produce more than 3,500 barrels a day. If you look at the results of the testing on the vertical well, it should be quite realistic to produce more than 1,000 barrels of oil a day from the horizontals. Now, there's a lot of contempt for UKOG, and particularly for its shareholders, people calling them morons, things like that. But the reality is, whatever you think, there's lots of them. And they buy the shares, and they'll buy more, and their friends will buy it, and there's going to be press coverage and possibly television coverage. And there's a huge audience for this sort of thing, not just British oil, English oil, particularly at a time when people are looking at sort of things, issues such as oil independence. And the reality is that whatever the fundamentals might be, there's great scope for an upward movement in the share price here. The drilling starts this month, so there's the catalyst. Moving on, i3 Energy, it had a dreadful week. The pilot well missed the sands, so the sands were not present at the location. And the share price has basically halved, exacerbated by heavy selling from the two institutions, Mittard and Lombard Odier. But at the end of the day, worst ways, you've still got two, at the basics, exploration wells there, both with a 70% chance of success. So, yeah, there is something there. It's sitting at about 26, 27 million market capitalisation. So I think once the selling dries up, which it will, there's a significant room here for a move back up. I said previously in the blog that it was going to be for trading over the following 3 months while they were drilling, and that's very much turned out to be the case. Another one which I think is going to be good for trading is Petromatad. They announced that the preliminary results of the Heron 1, they're satisfied that they're going to run casing and test it. Sort of prudent RNS, not screaming anything. The rig will then move on to drill the Gazelle 1, and the results of Red Deer 1 are expected any day. So, yeah, there's going to be lots of volatility there too. Zenith Energy, up to tricks again, trying to ramp it on the basis of bogus trades through the Oslo Exchange at several times the London price. It really just puts a question mark over everything, and you think, well, how honest is any of it? Can I really believe what's in the RNSs? It also is the sort of thing that would be a preliminary to a placing. Raybould Resources, again, can't stop being shifty. Their latest RNS, it's claimed to be an appraisal well, but they say they're making discoveries of the zones that they're appraising. I mean, the reality is, if these are discoveries, then it's an exploration well. And why are they misdescribing it? Anyway, there we are. AAOG, another, well, slippery one. Sefton's gone, but is that necessarily a good thing? To raise the money, they're going to need to get the share price up, and for Riverfort to sell these shares and pay them over 75% of the sale proceeds. But with him gone, are the others really going to be up to that? Anyway, finally, Providence Resources, it again is troubled. The money has still not arrived from the Chinese partner APAC. In the meantime, they've done a placing at 5.1p to raise themselves a few million to pay for the site survey, tied them over till the beginning of next year. It's around about half where it was before the nonsense started. But if the money does come in, they're going to rocket. So I think it's very much one to keep an eye on. Now, this is just a short introductory blog, and I'm going to be back with more next week. But in the meantime, there'll be full coverage of all the small cap oil and gas companies in the blog, and of course, daily on Twitter.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.